about to tell you is going to be very difficult to understand. But you deserve the truth.
My mom was at church and Ashley was there. She had a breakdown in front of everyone. Even said she was bleeding from her eyes.
Was Reverend Michael there?
Yeah.
I just saw him yesterday and he didn't say anything about it.
Place like a candle on top of a Bible, and then you look into a mirror, you do a seance, and you call out to the dead.
Hi, everybody.
So, Amy and I just watched Along Came the Devil 2. This is out in theaters tomorrow. This is the evening before. I'm sure it's a limited release theatrically, but I think you can find this on VOD tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow being October 11th.
Sure, that sounds right.
2019.
So,
the year of our Lord.
We didn't see Along Came the Devil.
No, I've not seen the first one. You have not seen the first.
Neither of us had seen the first.
So we were quite confused.
I don't know how confused we would have been. We may have still been the same amount of confused if we had seen the first one, possibly.
Maybe. I mean, it kind of, you get this idea that in the first one, there was a girl. She was probably maybe possessed by a demon.
Yeah.
And wreaked havoc. And now she's gone and her sister's coming to look for her.
Yeah. And there's Reverend Michael, played by Bruce Davidson, who I really like as an actor. I think he's very good.
Yeah.
This movie is a little messy. Has a few good scare moments in it, though, that I forgive a little bit for those. If I always say with a comedy, if you can make me laugh at least once, like a legitimate laugh, that's like an automatic star. And it's the same with horror films. If you can make me jump.
What about with a horror film with lots of family drama at the beginning?
Right. Well, you know, they front load this with a couple of scare effects, I think probably in the interest of
let you know what you're in for.
Yeah. Saying, hey, this is a horror movie, but it's going to look a lot. You said, This Is Us.
I said, wait, did we by accident watch This Is Us?
Right.
It's very much about a father and a daughter, seeing each other for the first time in a long time. And he might've been a not great dad, but now he's trying to be better. And she's like, I can't with you right now. I'm trying to find my sister who's probably possessed by the devil. Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
The dad is in, excuse me.
Oh dear.
He's in some sort of recovery. And you get the impression that he had, at least in the first film, held some family members hostage, including his daughter, right?
When they were kids.
And that, but he was also maybe a drunk, possibly a drug addict. The dad character, that's Mark, he's played by an actor named Mark Ashworth. Again, I think he was a very, you know, competent actor giving a decent performance
in a movie that was competently directed. I'm just not sure I needed all of the drama moments.
It was a lot of filler.
Yeah.
It felt like filler at least. And, there was a lot of paint by numbers horror moments where they were cribbing from other movies, which usually is okay for me. But, this didn't have its own identity for me at all. And I think of this as a family affair, at least, you know,
in front of and behind the scenes.
Right. There's at least maybe five members of the Devon family who made this, including the writer director. And, I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. Personally, I kind of like the idea of a family making something like this together, but for me, it's not really a recommend.
No, not so much for me either, but I can see somebody who, if given the right script, could really knock it out of the park as a director.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everything. Yeah. I mean, everything he did made, like, storytelling wise, the choices they made ultimately made some kind of sense. It wasn't an amateur movie.
No.
It's just there was something about it that felt cobbled together, and somehow sleepy and rushed at the same time. I don't know. This just did not work for me.
You've been up for 4 days, but you're slamming espresso?
Yeah, basically. one of the funny tropes they did was you have this family and they're setting the table for dinner, and they put on a record of this. It sounds like Al Jolson era music.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just like, you know, they're like, I like to sing about the singer. I like to sing. But I had to look it up, and this is something like it, to me, it, that again, you could take that back to the original Strangers movie or whatever. Like the whole gimmick of a turntable playing an old song, and you can kind of see that coming from a mile away, that it's going to come back later in the film. It's goofy. It doesn't really play scary. It plays derivative. And I don't want to beat up on the movie, but the reason I want to say it is because Silver Lining, I actually really dig the song itself, and it's At the Devil's Ball by Billy Cobb, which is not an old song. It's just done in the style, and I assume they probably recorded it using the old techniques.
I feel like that's going to be in my head for a really long time.
Yeah, I got the album on Apple Music.
It's all spooky season long.
The album is called Halloween 2 by Billy Cobb. So that was pretty cool. The rest of it, take it or leave it.
I feel like from some of the exposition and little bits and moments in this, that the first one might be more up my alley, but I don't know.
It feels like they were made right on top of each other. I almost got the impression they were made at the same time, and then the releases were just kind of staggered.
Okay.
It seems to me. I don't know anything.
All right.
I don't know nothing. But if you're into exorcism stories.
And I do love those.
And again,
there wasn't much of that in this, but.
Right. If there are some effective moments in this, again, I don't want to write the movie off.
I think it had a solid third act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does have its moments. It's just like.
It got us one time, remember?
It got us once. There was a jump.
Like, what?
So you get credit for that. Yeah. And there's the effects work is very good. It's just the supporting cast members, you know, they're working with what they got, I guess is what I should say. The acting is, you have a few really good professional actors in here.
I liked the house. The house was nice.
The house was nice.
Good house porn.
Yeah. But, yeah, just, there's so much other things out there you could be doing with your time.
You could be,
you can pick an apple
or dance at the devil's ball.
You could be dancing at the devil's ball. You know,
you could be a swinger.
Yeah.
I like to sing and twing.
I've got a letter for daddy. Was that what she said? And, whatever happened to Baby Jane?
I don't remember.
She's like, I've got something for daddy. She was cuckoo.
Yeah.
Bananas. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. That's Thank our you. Take on Along Came the Devil 2. Kane. Along Came the Devil.
Along Came the Devil 2. Electric Boogaloo.
The devil came everywhere.
Friday morning.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.